Our next guest is a journalist and author of a number of books, including The Unnameables, Texting the Underworld, and her newest wonderful read entitled River Magic. We're happy to be joined by Ellen Borum. Ellen, thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here.
What a wonderful book you've written here. It's aimed at middle-level readers, but I am far from that, and I enjoyed it a great deal.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to hear that. I enjoyed it myself. Well, I'm permanently age 12 and mentally, so I think I can talk to pretty much anybody of any age.
That may have something to do with my enjoyment. That's why I teach your freshman in high school, because that's about where my maturity level capped off.
Right.
Well, you've got some great characters in this book, and Donna is such a strong and interesting and well-rounded character.
Thank you. You know, she had actually lived in my mind. She's a good Maine girl, and she had actually been alive in the back of my head for years because of a conversation I had years and years ago with Keith Hall, who was the superintendent of schools in Blue Hill at the time. And he said that his secret dream was to have a gifted and talented program that was not just for the academically and artistically gifted, but was for the kid, as he put it, who could take an engine apart and put it back together again in 20 minutes. And that's Donna. It hasn't been Donna in my head, but a kid like that has been in my head for a lot of years, and I finally managed to write her.
Well, we don't want to give away too much of the book because I want people to get it and read it. But Donna has lost someone very close to her, her Aunt Annabelle, and yet, let's just say she's still very much a part of her life.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that Annabelle's in Donna's head.
No question about that.
She starts to hear Annabelle's voice, and right, I think it's on the first page. And that, you know, continues through the book with varying degrees of happiness.
Well, and for me, you captured Annabelle's character. I knew exactly who she was with one word, and that was one I remember hearing many times growing up: Jeezum.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was interesting because I wanted to use a few typical Maine, you know, phrases in the book, but I didn't want to do the full Murder, She Wrote, Aya and Bitter and Wicked, you know, thing. You know, Jeezum was kind of a good word to grab onto, and I also, to be honest, I find that I volunteer at the local school, and I find that kids don't tend to use those terms as much now, and they I had to make it clear that Donna was getting this from Annabelle, who's older. And, I'm sort of sorry to see those things die out.
Well, your book is called River Magic, and, well, there certainly is something unexpected in that river that becomes a crucial part of this story and brings everybody into the fold, including Vilma and my favorite character name in the book, Hippie Hilliard.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fond of Hilliard myself. Well, actually, I'm fond of all of them, but Hilliard has a special place in my heart because he's a very earnest and artistic kid, and he goes his own route and really doesn't care. He cares, but he doesn't allow himself to be swayed by the opinions of others, and I like that about Hilliard.
One of the things that makes the book so good from my vantage point is the dialogue, and you have captured the way people that age speak, and I have to think that that work you do that you mentioned has to help out with that, because it's a different type of language than even characters a few years older would use.
Right. Yeah, I think it helps. I that's not why I do it. I do it because it's a joy, but it certainly is a side benefit that the kids I work with are writing, and so it also helps to see what they're writing, because it helps me to see what they're interested in, you know, which is great.
Well, and they're certainly interested in fantasy, and I know from the students I have, if you ask them what's your favorite genre, they'll say, "What's genre mean?" And then when you explain, they'll tell you what it is, and they love it. But from a writer's perspective, what does working in that realm allow you to do and create?
Well, I think for one thing, it's just the way my mind works. But also, I mean, I very seldom walk through the woods without seeing something that is undoubtedly a portal to another world. But apart from that, I think most of us who write fantasy find that when you're bringing in a fantasy character or in a fantasy world, you can address real life issues without being quite as preachy, you know, and
right.
maybe kind of slip it in sideways. I mean, there's a lot of subtext in this book about Donna. There's some of which may have been influenced by current events. I mean, there's a lot of anger and greed and lying. Don't know where that would have come from.
Let me think.
And, you know, because it's fantasy, because, you know, the greed comes in because there's gold that does something to you, you know, and it's not because you're a corporate magnate or anything like that.
Your book also captures the relationships that young people of that age have and the way they view the world and the relationship with adults, which is, I guess always ever changing. And we see that certainly with Annabelle, but the words that adults use and the way they interact with young people, those things are remembered long after they occur.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Donna's, you know, she obviously idolizes her aunt, who's her dead aunt, because, you know, I mean, partly because she was wonderful, but also because she's dead and she's become kind of an idol. And Donna doesn't have an easy time with her mother. Who's left behind and dealing with reality and under stress. And Donna knows that, but it's still tough, you know, to deal with. And her older sister it's the same. The older sister's very, very angry, and she's in high school, and she's not dealing well with the situation. They the aunt has died, and they're grieving. So, but they're also under financial stress and about to lose their house. And you know, everybody, each of them reacts to this in a different way, and the older sister is just plain angry, and the mother is just trying to cope, but slowly going under, and Donna is trying to fix everything, because she's Donna.
We're talking with Ellen Borum about her new book, River Magic, and Donna and many of the characters are also at that age where they're really first figuring out what their sense of self is and realizing how much of that is influenced by the people around them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Donna definitely, she is absolutely sure she's going to be a carpenter when she grows up, and because her mother is a carpenter and she works at a local university. And so, you know, she's very proud of her mother because her mother has broken the mold to some extent by being in a craft. That's typically male, and so I think Donna's pretty sure about that, but she's certainly not sure about anything else. I mean, she's, you know, her social life is falling apart. She really doesn't know how she's grieving, and she doesn't really, you know, all of her instincts are she keeps putting her foot wrong, and all of her instincts are kind of screwed up because she's just not in her usual headspace, and she's, you know, she's losing her friends. She's isolated, and you know, it's a tough time for her.
Now, the book officially came out earlier this week. You've got a lot of virtual events that you're doing, including one coming up next Tuesday night at 6:30.
Right. Yep. That's sponsored by Print down in the bookstore down in Portland, and I'll be joined by Diva Fagan, whose new book, also out in April, is called Nightingale. Also a fantasy, and Leah Sipes, who used to live in Massachusetts and now lives in Maryland, but she has another middle grade fantasy that's also out in April called Thornwood, and so we're going to be talking about building worlds and characters in fantasy.
And with any
Diva lives in Maine. I should know. She lives just out. She lives in Hollowell.
And with any luck, should things continue to improve here, you'll be able to do a live event you've got scheduled for late July right there in Brooklyn.
Yes, yes, at Leaf and Anna. And you've caught me off guard. I can't remember the date.
July 24th from 2 to 4 p.m.
Yeah, that's going to be on a Saturday in the afternoon, and I'll be signing books then. Leaf and Anna is this great little store in Brooklyn that we all want to support.
You've done a wonderful job through the years with the Word Festival. Will that be back again this year?
Yes. Well, we're certainly planning on a live festival. That's the end of October. It's usually the third weekend in October, and I don't have the date right in front of me. And we're planning on it being live. Obviously that's going to depend on circumstances. Last year we had a virtual festival, an online festival, with just a few workshops and speakers. And we will be making the decision in July whether we think we can do that, whether we can do it live. We have Susan Choi coming as our lead-off speaker on Friday night. So we're really looking forward to it.
Well, it's very exciting indeed. And the new book is wonderful. It's available now from your local bookseller. It's called River Magic. And yes, it's for middle-level readers, but you will love it too. And I would say one thing I learned from all of this experience of reading the book, Ellen, was to keep in mind that that chicken may be someone you know.
Exactly. You don't take anything for granted.
Then you'll need to read the book to find out what I'm talking about. Ellen, thank you so much for being with us today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Rich.
Ellen Borum on Downtown. And again, the book is called River Magic.